And we're recording. All right, I'm here with James Ear. Full disclosure, he is my son. Interviewing him about the COVID-19 pandemic that we are currently experiencing. So, how has this affected your day-to-day life?
Well, right now, normally, I would be at college, so this has moved me away from there, and I'm back living at my house, so it's affected it that way. And normally, I would hang out with friends or do stuff with people, or even just, like, leave my dorm to go study, but now I'm pretty much in one place where I do everything, pretty much.
Okay.
Except go visit a few people.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess I know this. On the plus side, you get to see your girlfriend more. So tell me how that all kind of worked out.
Yeah, so she goes to college like 2 hours away from me normally, but now we're back in the same town again, so she's like the one person I go and spend time with, like, outside of the house and go do stuff. So it's nice to have that, to have something to do. But, yeah.
Can you tell me about, like, the first time you heard of COVID-19 coronavirus? A little bit about that?
Yeah, it was brought up in one of my classes by one of my professors, I think, where he mentioned, like, yeah, this is a thing that's, like, somewhat starting to happen. And back then it was, like, end of January, so he was like, this probably isn't going to be anything, but it's a thing that's happening, and then it slowly escalated from there, because we kept on talking about it as time went on in that class, and yeah.
So, tell me about maybe when it was first a concern to you, when you heard maybe some news or something that made this a concern.
I really didn't think about it too much or worry about it until, like, the school decided that they were going to do something about it. Because up until then, it was sort of just, like, not a problem, it seemed like. But then my school decided, hey, we're going to extend our spring break and then go to online classes and then all that, and then that's sort of when it became, like, real, like, a real issue, kind of.
Yeah. Just a note, you attend school where?
UW-Platteville.
Okay. And your major?
Sustainability and renewable energy.
All right. So, as far as employment, I know you were not working while you were in school. I know that in a normal summer, you would go work somewhere. Tell me about your plans for that for this summer.
Yeah. Once school is over, I plan on going and talking to where I worked last summer, which is called, and trying to get shifts there again throughout the next few months over summer break. And hopefully they'll still be able to give me decent hours because they're being affected by it too. So, yeah.
Have you had any communications with your group of friends from Platteville since you've been home?
Yes, we have. Me and, like, some of my closer friends have a group chat on Snapchat, and we talk on there occasionally.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've kept up with them there.
Any sort of schedule to that, or is it just kind of when somebody feels like it?
Just when we feel like it, when something happens, and like, hey, this happened, you know. And we joke with each other on there, and like, yeah.
And how do you feel like you're doing with like self-isolation, that sort of thing? Do you feel like you're following guidelines, not following guidelines?
For the most part, following guidelines. Like, you know, I've spent time with Ariana and stuff, but outside of that, I haven't been like going to stores for the most part. It's pretty much like my house, your house, Ariana's house, or like going to a park or something. It's not going to like stores or anything like that. So pretty much staying away from people.
One thing that, excuse me, one thing that's been in the news is the closing of parks, closing of activities that, you know, you might be able to do to entertain yourself during this time. How affected you?
For like the past couple weeks, Governor Dodd closed, which I definitely would have gone to there a few times if it hadn't been closed. But we also have a bike trail next to the house, so I can still like go walk there. So it hasn't been too much of a detriment, I would say.
What was your experience at the park, like Governor Dodge, for example, before it closed?
There was a lot of people there, it seemed like, but everyone made sure to keep their distance and all that. So, because like there was a whole bunch of parked cars and everything, but didn't see a whole lot of people exactly because everyone was like staying away kind of from each other.
Okay. Where would you say you've gotten most of your actual news on the pandemic?
Just scrolling through like Google News or stuff like that. Or from family or people I know.
And you feel that that has given you enough information, the right kind of information? Are you satisfied with the information you're getting?
Yeah. I don't know what else I would really need to know. Because I'm not sure if anyone else has, like, answers on stuff or anything that I would, like, want. Because, like, I want to know, like, how long is this going to last, but nobody knows how long this is going to last kind of thing. So I'm fine with knowing what I know, kind of.
Okay. And do you personally know anybody that has gotten sick from COVID-19?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you get any sense of a conflict maybe between the way like Dodgeville, like local people are handling this compared to maybe what you're seeing on a more national level through the news? Or do you feel it's a pretty similar reaction?
I feel like people in Dodgeville are being mostly pretty good about following guidelines, except for some things, but like most people, it seems like are wearing masks and that sort of deal. But looking at things across the nation, it seems like a lot of people are just not caring about the guidelines or actively going against them. But it seems like Dodger is doing pretty good about following them.
Okay. What kind of activities have you been doing, say, for recreation, for leisure, to entertain yourself?
I've been playing a lot more video games, watching a lot more TV and stuff like that to fill the time, kind of. I've also gone on a lot of walks and that kind of deal. Kind of trying to distract myself and try to do something, kind of.
What will be your reaction if, say, things don't get better immediately and they start discussing fall semester classes being all online?
I'd be really disappointed in that. And I would really not like that, because it would also like affect what kind of classes I take, because I'm also a music minor, so some I just won't be able to take, like, ensemble bands or marching band or anything like that. So those could, like, set me behind. And, like, personally, I find it harder to learn through online classes. So it could worsen my GPA and stuff like that. And also just being stuck here for another who knows how many months. Doesn't seem great, so, yeah.
Okay. Have you noticed, or have you experienced any, like, real challenges? I mean, or where have you experienced challenges in the last couple months as a result of this?
Most of them have been through schooling and stuff, just the difficulties with transitioning to online classes and having to learn that way. Outside of that, I haven't faced too many challenges. I mean, it's not great that I can't, like, interact or spend time with my friends and stuff like that, but that's not the worst, because I can still talk to them over my phone and stuff like that. So most of it has been for schooling and stuff related to that.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen you do a piano class. How is that working out? Do you feel like you're just doing busy work? Do you feel like you're gaining as you would if you were in normal classes? I mean, how is your education going?
Some of them, I feel like I'm just kind of doing the work to get it over with, to try to get a grade, and I'm not actually retaining much information. I'd say it's like that for like my math class and my chemistry class. It's kind of like try to learn what I need to know for the tests and then forget about it right afterwards, which isn't great because I'm not really learning it. But other classes, I am learning stuff, like my environmental class. And I'd say, like, my piano class has gotten better as time has gone on, because, like, the teacher learned how to do it better. It's mostly depending on, like, how hard the teacher is trying, pretty much, on how much we get out of it.
How do you feel about UW-Platteville's response to the pandemic? Have you gotten enough information? Do you feel just how do you feel about it?
Well, they're slow to respond, kind of like, and the changes they did were all felt like kind of last minute, because like could see like UW-Madison and a whole bunch of other UW system schools like responding to this, and like we actually had like a bracket to see like which UW school would respond last to this, and it was UW-Platteville. So like they responded really slowly. We had to wait a really long time to get our stuff from the dorms. It took them a long time to say, like, how they're going to help the students, like, compensate for, the whole situation with, like, their grades and, like, how we can keep classes, and, like, a lot of other schools went to, like, pass-fail, which we don't even have option for. We just have the option to drop it last day of classes, which we didn't even know we could do until like a couple weeks ago. So I feel like they've been very slow and haven't been doing enough. Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel that you at least now know what's going on? I mean, have they reached that point? You might not like their decisions, but you at least know what's going on, or is there still some stuff that's up in the air?
I'd say by now I know what's going to happen pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you even registered for next semester's classes?
I have. Okay. I'm just prepared to drop like 3 classes if we aren't actually there next semester and pick up some other class if need be. So, yeah.
And how was the process? Was the process any different for registering for classes this semester than it had been for the previous semesters?
For me, it wasn't. It was just the same thing, pretty much.
Okay. All right. Well, for now, I think we're going to wrap this up.
Okay.
May or may not do a follow-up meeting.
Okay.